Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. A one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Got a radio show and got something to say, too. Man, I thank God for it. I thank God for my life. I thank God for how in the midst of storms, he calms me. You know, somebody sent me something yesterday. I was going through another trial in my life, you know, which is life is going to always be that. You know, it's a. I think the things that I say on the radio, I want you all to understand that I do so have to put them into practice all the time, all the time. And I was going through something yesterday, and I don't know how long I'll be going through it, but I'll be fine however long it takes, because I have something, man. I have something. I'm going to share it with you. A lot of you got it. But I don't think sometimes we appreciate it until we have to use it. And that thing that we got is prayer. Prayer is available to every single person. Prayer is so important, man. It's so important. I'm not afraid to say it, though. It's so, so important to you. Because it's such a comfort. It's such an island that you can go to. I was going through something yesterday, and somebody close to me knew about it, and they sent me something in the middle of it. And it said simply that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble, but he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. See, and that was so cool for me because, you know, oftentimes I'm on the radio and I'm talking. And I know you all think I'm talking to you, but like I said, oftentimes I'm just talking to myself, man, too. Because I'm just like you. I'm just a human being trying to get through. I happen to come under attack, as does everybody else. I got trials and tribulations just like everybody else. So when I'm talking to myself a lot of time, and all of us are faced with things. But the beautiful thing, and one of the things I've always said, that on your way to success, there's going to be opposition. I've always said that the road to success is always under construction. I have always said these things, but I also have to hear these things, and I, even whoever I am, and all of us have to apply these things. And see, when I was sitting there going through it, man, somebody texted this to me that just simply said that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble, but he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. And you know, man, what prayer enables you to do is have just a little closer relationship with God. It allows you to form a barricade when necessary. It allows you to have a place to go when necessary. It provides you a place of shelter when it get real, real windy and real, real funky for you. When the bullets and arrows is flying, there's a place that you can tuck yourself. I always like to refer to it as under his wings. I like to get tucked under his wings when the bullets and arrows is flying. You know, I do realize, man, through my life, and I've been taught this over and over and over, Isaiah 43:1-2, that someone to the effect that you can walk through the fire and you will not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. And what I learned from that scripture, y'all, was simply this, that if you do have this relationship with God, are you, if you are making an attempt to be righteous, trying to live your life to the best, you ain't stepping on nobody, trying to hurt nobody, you're giving God some glory, you're talking with him, you know, you're making some mistakes along the way, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't just mailing it in. You are consciously trying to be a righteous person. Then there's a promise that he gives to you, that he would be there for you. Now, here's the promise. The promise says something just like this, that you will be able to walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. Now, what that means to me, my interpretation of it, real simple. That God, some things are going to happen to you. And when they happen to you, it's not his doing. When you come under attack, when the haters come for you, it's never his doing. But he going to walk with you, though, and allow you to walk through the fire and you will not get burned. That's amazing, man. Because I got a little fire going on right now. But guess what? They can't consume me with it, because in their attempts to do what they do to you, to me, to anybody that's trying to go somewhere, mind your business, in their attempts to do what they're setting out to do, here's a problem with that now. If you got God, if you use this little weapon of prayer that he gives you, he'll provide you a refuge, but he'll let you walk through the fire and you will not get burned. Now, the part where it talks about won't no kindling set upon your clothing, that's kind of like if you've been in a house that's been on fire before, you know that that house has been on fire. You can walk in, it's soot on the walls. It's a smell in the air. You can see the damage. I mean, a house that's been on fire, until the repairs come, the restoration, you can walk in there and know that there's been a fire. Weeks later, after the house has been on fire, you can walk in because you can smell it. You can see the singe marks. But here's the difference. Houses, you know, I'm talking about just structural buildings, they don't have ongoing relationship with God. So I ain't talking about your temple or church or nothing, so please don't go there. I'm just telling you a fact. A house does not possess a soul. A person possesses a soul. So your relationship with God is where your refuge is. So now here we go. Now, even though you're walking through this fire and you won't get burned, but when you walk into a house that's been burned, you can see it. Kindling everywhere, soot, everything. But oh my goodness, when you have a little walk with God, when you got some faith in him, hear what happens to you, y'all. When they come for you, when they attack you. The part that it says you won't get burned, but the no kindling, that means when it's over, no kindling will set upon you. That'll mean there won't be no soot on you. There won't be no singe marks on you. You won't smell like you've been on fire. You won't even look like you've been nowhere near a fire. But the whole time, the fire was raging all around you. But there's a place that you can go when your life is on fire, when you come under attack. There's a spot. There's a spot if you know God. If you just trying to be righteous, if you just go over there and get over there by him just a little bit, y'all. If you just send up some earnest prayers and pray it and mean what you say, there's a spot you can go that you can tuck under his wings.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All day. Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Hey.
Fire. Won't say child. Fire. Ooh.
Wake up with a song in your heart.
Fire.
Doom, doom, doom.
Won't say child. Fire. The way you walk and talk, slow it down. It really sets me off to a 5-alarm child. Yes, it does. The way you squeeze and tease knocks me to my knees. Come out smoking, baby.
You better sing
the
this
song way you
this
swerve and curve. Mm-hmm. It really racks my nerves, and I'm so excited, child.
Yeah.
Ooh, when you push,
that ooh,
push, lets me know.
Get it, Steve.
Gonna get your wish. Oh yeah. Fire. Oh, that's when jams was jams, man.
You got me wanting to hear
man,
it
man, I'm
now.
Telling you, I got to hear that.
Hey, man, that them is when jams was jams. Man.
Steve, how hard were they jamming, though, when they recorded this?
Do you understand me, man?
Them,
when you went to see them live, you was at a, it was a party, man. The whole, everybody in the joint was on the same accord. Wasn't nobody mad. Anybody getting no fights.
Mm-hmm.
There was Sugarfoot Neil. Diamond on the drum. Man, look at him.
How clean were they, though, on stage?
Oh, they was outfits.
What they have on?
There was none of that in the store. All that was made. All of them sister made their clothes.
They had, who made it? Who made it?
All they sisters. Sugar Neil, well, Sugar had a sister that could just do feathers.
Yeah. I'll put some feathers on there.
Man, they were doing them. LTD, you can't buy that in the store. Somebody got to make them in them costumes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they gave you a show, is what you're saying.
Lord have mercy, man. Was you there when Earth, Wind & Fire came down in them TPs?
You
get your ass out of here, man.
And I like how you always said you dressed.
I dressed for the group I was going to see.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yo, gear, though.
What group was that you had the feather in your fro?
That was Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
They came out in the teepees. I crossed the street because my car cut off.
What?
My car cut off, so I parked across the street in the field.
You couldn't be late. Didn't you have on a cape, too?
That was the time I went to see LTD.
Oh, you had a cape on.
Yeah,
cape
when I
on.
Had a purple cape on.
God. What kind I of shoes did you have
purple
on with the cape?
Flag Brother platform.
Man, you lied to me.
Galloping.
Can you just imagine, though?
I can see this.
Feather in
the
throat.
Wait, you know what? We never found out.
What?
What happened to the car? You just got out the car so you wouldn't be late to the concert?
I can't miss the show. I know my car cut off sometimes. When I get back, it just need rest.
Oh, okay.
It need rest and some water in that radiator, man. I had to stop like every 10 miles. Now, I had 6 gallons. Antifreeze in my car and 6 gallons of water.
Well, okay.
In my trunk at all times.
What about your date? Did you take a date?
No, I had no money for no girl with that one. No, LTD.
To the gear.
You gonna meet her at the show?
How much? How much was it?
$32.50
So you
got no date, but I can't miss them though. I had to get out there, man. Richfield Coliseum had no date. Go see. That's $64. I had that cape on, boy. I would come on.
The platform shoes.
Batman, what's up?
They called you Batman because you had the cape.
I ran past a dude. He was at the car. Batman, what's up, boy?
This dude.
Black people, boy.
I love black people.
Black people, so bad.
He had his feathers on, but he had them in a big hat. You know, we all wore themes. And my ticket was way up in the air, and I just waited till the show got started, and just all I did was stare downstairs and see if I saw a gap.
Yeah.
In a flow seat, and when I saw it, I came down the aisle just doing the moves that the band was doing. Act like I've been there, had my cape on.
Yeah,
So everybody thought I was part of it, you know. Well, he just jamming. Then I just ease on in, about four seats in, speak to everybody, high five them. Yeah, man. Watch the whole show with them.
Now you down front.
No, that ain't your seat.
Yeah. But you know, if you ain't there by the time LTD or Irwin come on, your ass ain't coming.
Yeah, because they the headline. That's it.
See, all them were radio winner seats. I knew all that.
Now, let me ask you, who would open up for shows like this?
Well, I mean, you know, like, what you mean?
Like the opening act?
Like what other acts would open up for?
Okay, like Irwin and Fire. I had Co-Function in front of him.
Oh, man. Mm.
Chase me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, when we come back, y'all can ask me about any group. I'll tell you if I've seen them and my experience. I've seen everybody I love. I've seen everybody I love live.
Okay.
Cool. Everybody I love, I've seen live.
Okay.
All of them. Okay. I ain't never. All of them.
All right.
Air last one of
them. We'll ask when we come back.
These are the good times. Leave your good times. On the state of mind.
All right, can I jump on in here?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Isley Brother concert. Mm.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. 12th grade. Went to that one. Yeah.
What was Ron and them doing?
Keep
what were they doing?
Footsteps, man. I had a cane. I bought the cane for the concert. All I had was a walking stick, and I made it.
You made it?
Yeah, I carved out little slits in it so I could glue the jewels on the cane.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't have the money for the canes that him and his brother had. Because his brother, the big ones in the back, they had canes. So I had to have a cane. So I had a walking stick that I had in the country, and I just put slits in it, and I super glued the red rubies, got me some green stuff look like emeralds, got me some cut glass look like diamonds. I had a staff.
I wish you had kept some of this stuff.
Now listen to me now. That staff was the same staff I used in the church play.
It had multi-functions.
Yeah, that was the same one Moses
had
in the church play when I was Moses, little Moses.
Did anyone compliment you on your...
Hell yeah.
What'd they say, Steve?
Man, that's cold. Where you get that? Oh, I made this man. You made that man. Oh, that live little man. Because I was always young. Because I've been loving music my whole life. So I took all my summer jobs, saved my money, go to concerts.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
so
about...
I went to see the Isley, bro. I ain't had nobody with me then either.
What about
did
the
you
mighty
wear
money?
With the
that was $26. That ain't no way in the hell I could take
that. I want to know about those OJs, though.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie.
Now, the first time I saw OJs was different, though. I snuck in to see them. That was at.
You
that
snuck
was at.
In.
Snuck in.
How
you
yeah, that was on 55th. They was at 55th at Smitty's on 55th.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode my bike down there and crawled in the basement.
What?
And came upstairs and saw the OJ. Because my brother Neil went.
Oh, okay.
My brother Neil went to see the concert.
They told me I was too young to go, so I rode my bike down there. I crawled in the basement of Smitty's.
And came upstairs.
And no one came upstairs in the back. Yeah, hell yeah, I got caught.
Oh.
Hell yeah, I got caught. The dude talking about, man, I'm going to kick your ass, little man. You don't know how. My brother was over there, my brother's son. My brother said, nah, you're going to put him out, but you ain't whooping his ass. No, I agree with you. He going to go out of here. But you ain't finna whoop his ass. That was my brother, Heavy.
Not on my watch.
No, Heavy, uh-uh. And Heavy say, I'm going to kill you when I get at the house. I'm going to tell Mama and them you're down here. But I'd already heard 3 songs.
So you were good?
You were satisfied?
They were worth it. Made your day.
Come on.
Wow.
Yes, you've got
come on,
your
come on,
hooks huh? in me.
Get him out.
You out. Whoa, baby.
You got to sing my jam.
Yeah,
though.
Come on, Unc. You got to
do
it now.
I guess you've got your hooks in me. And then that went off, and then I was sitting there, and then that let me make love to you, baby.
He harmonizing too.
And boy, let me tell you something. Standing back there with tears in my eyes. That's when that little bouncer, come on, little man, where your ticket at? Huh? Where your ticket at? Huh? Get your four, I kick your little ass. I looked over there and made eye contact with my brother. My brother said, my brother, what the hell are you doing here? I'm finna beat your ass. No, my man. No. You ain't finna whoop his ass. No. You can start to try to whoop my ass, but you ain't whooping his ass. My damn brother Heavy Boy said, okay, put your hand on that little dude right there. I'm gonna kill you when we get home. I'm gonna tell Mama.
All right.
How you get down here? My bike.
Still
get
outside?
On your damn bike and ride home. Red ride from 55th down to 112. You late at night, Saturday night.
Ooh. All right, Steve. Thank you for the memory. Thank you. Oh.
Jazz. Let me make love to you, darling.
Come on, boy.
I'll be good.
We come back. Thank you, Steven.
Sweeter than sweeter.
For that entertainment. Coming up next, it's The Nephew and Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 48 minutes after that. Welcome back to the ride. You're on this. We're going back down memory lane day for me, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. God. Mm. I've been in love with music my whole life. Concert Row. Okay. Went to see the Gap Band, man.
How was that?
I came in there as a cowboy.
With the hat on and the boots.
Vest, chaps, buckskin boots, shirt with the shingles on it.
Did they ever think you were in the group?
No. I definitely had on the Poe version of it.
The Poe version.
All mine looked made, Shirley. No, all my little outfits look made.
Oh, okay.
The Poe version of it.
Yeah, because my sister could sew.
Oh. Yeah.
She wasn't a seamstress or nothing.
She could just sew.
She could just sew, like put a button on something, and I would just press her. Put these shingles. I had took some stuff off my mama pillow one time. The pillow had got tow, and I took the ring up around the pillow, had them shingles on it, and I had her sew that across the front of my chest. So I could have them, so I could make my own Western shirt. So I had pillow fringe hanging off my shirt. That was
pillow
my
fringe.
That was my Western. Yeah, that was my Western shirt.
You were a designer, everything.
Oh, hell yeah, because I ain't had no money, man. I ain't had no money.
Man.
All right.
Pillow fringe. I've never
come
heard
on,
that.
Nephew. What you got? This boy here.
All right. Here we go. We're going to run in that prank back. This is Workers' Comp. Workers' Comp. Yeah.
How can I?
Oh, no.
All I Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please.
Who's calling?
My name is Ed. Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah. That's me. What's up? What's up?
Well, Vincent wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How are you doing so far?
Yeah, man. I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool. And, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right. I'm all
right. Okay, therapy's going pretty well?
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one sending the check?
Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh? It's good.
It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Thank y'all for checking on me.
We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous work.
No. I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras, I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well,
you know.
the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home. I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
I'm with Human Resources.
I don't give a about, man, excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. About have you been having sex?
Are you having sex at home?
Say, that ain't none of your business, dog. Have I been having sex or not?
Okay.
Any way. What kind of, man, let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. It's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now,
I know there not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance
sir,
for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, you better not have no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveillance of me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir,
what's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed, who Ed? Because I'm, Ed. I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. Ed, who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if
who?
We find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that.
Have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying you. We're paying you.
I don't give a damn
sir,
about what you're paying me and what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me something about you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some Ed.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you.
You don't need to say nothing to me. But your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need to
do. My name is Ed. Okay, and you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you gonna have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. Just because that's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man. When y'all helping them, I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the I think y'all can just call them. Can say anything, that's man. I don't like that, and I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. It better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm gonna tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever.
What you talking about? I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you giving up some money now? I'm gonna sue y'all if I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to pay me no more. You're gonna pay me one big check that I'm suing the out of y'all. Then you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me?
Man, you go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This and okay. After this here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah, what about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Listen, buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, y'all about to have me Lord, talk about my check and man. No, man, what's up, man? This is... Y'all had me going off, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his... Let me call that... Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a... Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my... What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ready or not, here I come.
All right. As we go into we move into the question of the day, we want to know what's your deal breaker, okay? We've all been there. Hot date, you're all fired up, looking good. Then something happens. It's bad breath, annoying laugh. It's a psycho. Turns out to be a psycho date.
You mean, Shirley, what's a deal breaker for leaving a date, not a person? Just leaving a date?
Or it could be a relationship. Yeah, deal breaker moment can cause you to back away slowly. Even if you're in a relationship, we want to hear what your deal breaker is, okay? Call us, 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. What is your personal, no exception, deal breaker?
What's yours?
Oh, you know what theirs is.
IG.
Yeah. No,
they're
cheating.
Oh, cheating?
Oh, yeah,
you're going to leave for
that's non-negotiable, too. Yeah. That's the deal.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, bad hygiene, bad teeth, all of that.
Well, let's make this the question.
Okay.
Other than cheating, what's your deal breaker in a relationship? Other than cheating, because we know cheating is gone. You can't cheat on me. We know. We never hear that.
Yeah, that goes without saying exactly. Yeah.
So other than cheating, what's your deal breaker when you meet a man or a woman? When you meet a man or a woman, what's the deal breaker?
Okay. That's the question. 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line 5 and talk to Denise out of New Jersey.
Hey, Denise.
Hi.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
Denise. I'm all right. How you doing?
You know, we're doing good. Denise got a nice voice. Denise, let me ask you a question. What is a deal breaker for you? If you sitting there and you dating a man, you meet him, other than cheating, what is it that you just can't tolerate? It's over.
Him taking a phone number.
Him what?
Taking a phone number.
You mean out of the club or something? Meet somebody?
Oh, of someone else? Yeah. Of another woman?
Yes.
Oh. You going to let that come between us?
Shut up, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if he takes another phone number.
Yeah.
Well, what if he took the number and he going to call and just pray for it, like be a prayer warrior or something?
Yeah, I'm not falling for that.
Wow. Yeah, she said no.
She's not stupid like
pretty,
you,
that's
Tommy.
That's pretty good. I was a prayer warrior. Wow. So has that happened before?
Like, I could take a guy's phone number and nothing's going to happen.
But he can't.
For what way?
Wait a minute.
But if a guy takes a girl's phone number, it's a different story.
No. Listen.
The guy that I took the number from, he had intentions. But I had no intentions. He was just going to be somebody for me to talk to because me and my guy were going through something.
What?
Ain't nobody just trying to talk to you?
Listen, I like light-skinned guys, okay? And this guy was darker than the black socks I'm wearing right now. And he was out of shape. He was not my cup of tea at all. I was not attracted to him at all, but he was somebody to talk to. So nothing got racist gonna happen there. No, what?
That's Tommy. No, Tommy said that.
No, no. Oh, no, no. I'm white, and I'm only attracted to black eyes.
It just
light skin black eyes.
Yeah, light skin black eyes. Okay.
Yeah. But Steve, you're all right.
Thank you. Dude, you don't have conversations with dark skinned people at all.
Shut your black ass up, Tommy. And Kim, you know you better.
No, I ain't.
Here. Shut up, Kim. Go ahead,
and I like
baby.
Your bald head too.
I know that's right.
I like your bald head. Yeah.
Your light skin bald head.
Don't. Yeah. A lot of sisters.
And you're physically fit too. You're in shape. You keep yourself nice. I like that.
Your light skin. A lot of sisters is listening right now. My stock.
You losing cool points.
Them sisters is out there. Well, he ain't that damn fine. What about his big ass lips?
Oh, I like those too. Yeah.
I'm just trying to throw you off a little bit. What about an old big old wide ass nose he got? You still
that's
think
all right
too.
That's all right. Okay, hey, everything is good about Steve.
I'm sorry.
Let's go back to this though, dog. Yeah. You took the other guy's number. He was dark skinned. And what happened?
And my guy got all bent out of shape about it. And I'm like, really? I don't understand. You see how this guy looks. He is nothing I would date in a million years. Oh. And you're getting all upset.
Then why take the number?
Because
men don't think like
because,
that.
Because I wasn't taking the number to be with him. I was just taking the number because, like I said, me and my guy were going through something. And he was like just someone to talk to.
Okay, but all black men gonna react that same way he did. Light skin, dark skin, short, tall, fat. We all gonna react the same way.
And, you're all gonna react the same way? You're all gonna be mad because I took this ugly guy's number?
Yeah.
All men are the same. All racist. For you. Yeah.
White men feel the exact
same way.
Yeah.
Hispanic, Asian.
Yeah, they all.
But then explain to me why. Middle when they East know men. That I'm not attracted to this guy. I wouldn't.
Well, see, he doesn't. Well, see, he doesn't know that, absolutely though, Denise. Right. He don't know that.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah, no, see.
Don't stop liking you.
Well, white people think different.
Shut up, Tom.
Hey, man.
I could see if he looked like The Rock and I took his number, okay? Then I could see him getting upset. Like,
right.
I wouldn't take The Rock's number because something would definitely happen. Oh, something would definitely happen. So I wouldn't take his
number. Light skin.
What does she look like, Steve?
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Let me throw a couple people. How about Denzel?
Woo!
Denzel back in the day, yes, definitely.
Back in the day.
He's just looking a little too old lately. And I'm not young either. I got a 31-year-old son, so.
You have a 31-year-old son?
Yeah. Listen. What did
you have when you were six?
I'm 5'4", 154 pounds. I wear a size 6, and I am physically fit. Guys,
well, now I'm gonna tell you
how many dogs do you have?
What you worried about the damn dogs for?
I like guys that are also physically fit. Like, if I'm physically fit, you need to be physically fit too.
But now,
don't come at me with a belly. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, but see, hold on now. Listen to me. If you're 5'4" and 154 pounds, if you in a 6,
yes,
you done packed a lot of stuff in this 6 now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, all right, muscle but you like
really
it
no
tight
fat
though.
On me.
Muscle weighs more.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you were a celebrity, which celebrity do you closest resemble?
See, I can't think of anybody that at my age that looks as good as I do, like physically, like my shape. It's
your face. Who
listen.
Do you look like?
Okay. Hold on. I'll help you out.
Go ahead.
I
have blonde hair. I'm going to be 50 this month.
You're going to be 50. Okay, J-Lo.
Yes.
J-Lo.
She's Spanish. I'm white with blonde hair and green eyes.
Jennifer Aniston.
I'm more attractive than pretty. I think she's pretty. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between somebody that's pretty and someone that's attractive.
What is the difference? Because I don't know that. someone's pretty.
Again, men don't, yeah.
Pretty,
you
pretty
understand what
and
I'm saying?
Attractive. Yeah, surely do.
Yeah,
I don't.
Pretty is like cute. Pretty is like cute. I'm a good looking person. I'm attractive.
Oh, you're not like, cute though.
No, I'm not. I'm not like the pretty type.
Yeah.
I load trucks at UPS. You know what I mean? Pretty girls don't do that.
Ooh. Oh, you're
you
a loader?
Ooh,
that's
what
wow.
But I'm not.
Oh, she
not
ripped
lesbian.
Up.
I'm not lesbian looking or butch looking or anything like that.
This
no,
is a great
I'm
conversation,
not that.
Man. I'm telling
this,
you.
For all of y'all that's been thinking something was wrong with you, just stay tuned because you're starting to feel a little bit better about yourself now.
All right, hang on a second, Steve. We're going to take a break right here. And then coming when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Denise. All right? Hang on.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we're back 18 minutes after that. We're going to finish up with Denise. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Come on. Say it one more time. Go see the movie Get Out.
Man.
Please.
Denise, Get I'm out. A to hell okay right
you
now.
You know, I was really upset at first, but now I feel like...
But listen, really... let me tell you. I want to tell you this real quick. About 2 weeks ago, there was a young black boy that worked at UPS. He was 22 years old. And he wanted to sleep with me.
Yes.
He was begging me to sleep with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, listen, my youngest son is your age. My oldest son is 31. And I have two in between what? There. He's like, come on, please. Come on, I'll bring some wine to work. We can drink it in the parking lot. I'm like, no.
Was he light skin or dark skin?
And he was a good looking. He was a good looking boy, too. He really was.
Yeah.
So if it was about 30 years ago, I might have went for it, but
right.
Yeah.
But you did think about it though.
Well, you know, I walked by one day and he lifted mm-hmm. his shirt up to make like he was wiping his face and he showed me his like abs and stuff.
Yeah, and it melted you.
It was cold in the building. He wasn't sweating. I don't know why he did that. He just wanted me to see what he had. And you know, I did for a split second like
right, I know you did. I know.
Yeah. Just a split second. Mm.
I know. You wanted him, because...
You know, it would be interesting, though. It would be.
I know it. Girl,
it
who you
be.
Telling?
50 and 22, you know.
Because you know what I'm saying. Because,
girl... But then if he caught feelings, then his mother probably would have come here, and it just would have been a
And that would have been all out here, and that didn't happen before, so you already know not to get caught in that
exactly,
trip.
Exactly.
Because once them little young-ass boys start catching feelings, then hear their mama come.
Yes.
Yeah. That happened.
Now, you done been, hell yeah, it done been happening before. Now, she done been in the fight down there at the plant.
Exactly.
And had to go into HR and all that. I know these stories. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, this is what I do. See, let me tell y'all, the key to these phone calls is listening. If you learn to listen, you can hear the story.
Right.
You can help them unfold it. You can unfold a napkin phone.
Mm-hmm. You guys and should prank call him and ask him why he was so attracted to me. What?
Uh-huh. Because he like light skin. Yeah. See, that's what it is with him.
Oh, you need to go see the movie. You know. Get Out.
Because I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So, like, let me ask you a question. Like, let me see. Like, Idris Elba.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're
mm-hmm.
dog.
Too much.
I don't like his features. I don't like his features.
Yeah, you don't like his features. Yeah, Blair Underwood.
He's got a nice body. He has a really nice body, so probably.
And a nice
body. I wouldn't take his number. Mm-hmm. I would.
He's got dog skin on that body.
Yeah, he is. But you know, there are always exceptions.
Oh, okay.
But this guy was out of shape.
Wesley
Snipes. He even had a Jerry curl.
He's too dark.
I got this. Wesley Snipes.
She like Michael Ealy and stuff.
How about Wesley Snipes?
No, absolutely not. No.
Hell,
that's
too dark.
Too dark.
Your fat coda.
What a skin.
Yaffe coda.
Yeah.
He said, "You're fat."
How about the dude, the big man dingo dude in Amadeus?
Oh, Jaimin Hansu.
Jaimin Hansu.
You mean
I'm a star?
Yeah, he was
I'm a star, man.
I knew what he meant, though.
Give us
what?
He used to be a Calvin Klein underwear model.
I'm a star.
Married
I'm
to
a
star. Kamara.
You said Amadeus.
Yeah, you said Amadeus, but you meant Amistad.
That's what I said. Now, I meant Amadeus. The hell is Amistad?
You're always using the wrong word, Steve.
That's all right.
You have your crew there to help you out.
I know. I don't worry about the wrong word. Yeah, I said Miss Columbia, too. Fired that off. Warren Beatty, dumbass, went right on out there the other day, though. And the winner, La La. Yeah, okay. How you like me now?
You know how I know you are right, Steve? Because my parents are racist, and they love you.
Oh.
They love you.
Not just the parents.
You lied.
What a revelation. I mean,
you lied.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I told y'all. All you got to do is keep listening.
Well, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Okay, wait.
Well, they don't really like me too much because of my choice in men. So we really, I don't see them too often, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You better not take his ass over to the house.
Huh?
No, I was just saying, because you can't take none of them over to the house.
Mahershala.
Yeah, it's always a problem. They're always, it's not worth it.
I know.
You should, have a show about that. You should have a show about that.
They have a lot of shows
ridiculous.
About that.
Yeah, you're really
It is
good.
Ridiculous. Hell yeah.
It is. Yeah. But they counted me out 30 years ago. Once I got pregnant with that biracial baby, they're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. You got to go. Once you have the baby, you got to go because we can't have any chocolate babies in this house.
That's right. Hell
yeah.
Sitting up in here because I was thinking about.
But they love you, Steve, so.
I sure appreciate it. You know, I was going to have all the dark skinned people put out my family. I'm not having it. I told my daddy when I was 8, I didn't want his ass coming up to the school. Don't you come up here and see about me. Sitting up in here with your Idris Elba looking
that's
ass.
Family.
I ain't give a damn. You they family. They done put you out. Hell, I'm going to put mine out. Now, let's just all be funky together.
Oh, that's right. But you know what? Then you're being like them, Steve. You're being like
them. I'm going to call Wesley, and I'm going to tell Wesley, take my number out your damn phone with your dog ass. Call me no more unless you like skin.
Well, this has been interesting.
Is her child like skin?
Chocolate.
But, he's not dark. He's not, he's like middle.
Who?
Jeffrey Harrington. The
Haves
and the Have Nots. I don't know if you guys watch that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
of
course we do.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
black ass
watching. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now,
Denise,
I don't watch none of that.
Oh, Oprah's Black Channel.
Watch none of that.
You're too busy.
But I only watch white shows. I'm not gonna sit up in here. I'm not gonna do it. No, you're not.
We had a black and white conversation today, didn't
we? Yeah, we gotta go.
Sure, appreciate you calling, baby.
Yeah, we have to talk to her again.
Yeah, we do.
Denise?
Yes.
Wonderful, darling. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
You're welcome, Steve. I love you guys.
Stay black,
mom and them. I love them too. Tell them to keep watching Family Feud.
I will.
But tell them though, some of the families is gonna be dark skinned. Careful.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What a day already. Yeah. Still early.
We're going to go to the phone. Well, hell.
Yeah. The topic is, we want to know what your deal breaker is in a relationship. What will you not stand for?
Y'all the ones said you wanted this. Here it is.
Yeah.
You know, y'all hear this, y'all question. Get mad. See, y'all got to stay with their ass.
877-29-STEVE.
Sometimes you just got to learn.
Call us.
Guess I'm too dark. That's a deal breaker.
Kid, you knew not to talk.
Well, he was quiet, wasn't he?
Shut your little chocolate ass up. You in here talking here. You way past calm.
So call us, 877-29-STEVE. All right. As we go into we move into the question of the day, we want to know what's your deal breaker. Okay, we've all been there. Hot date, you're all fired up, looking good. Then something happens. It's bad breath, annoying laugh. It's a psycho. Deal breaker moment can cause you to back away slowly. Even if you're in a relationship, we want to hear what your deal breaker is. Okay. Call us 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. What is your personal no exception deal breaker?
Aaron.
Mr. Harvey. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
the Good Morning Morning Show, you know, everybody
Aaron.
Over there.
Morning, Aaron.
I actually just want to take a moment real fast, Mr. Harvey, that your morning inspiration is actually the highlight of the show. No offense to all of you guys, but your morning inspiration is like almost Bible study to me. And I'm still stuck on when you was like, if you pray for gratitude, it will then affect your attitude, which will raise your altitude. I'm still stuck on that right now. So I'm just very, very grateful that you're in the morning on my commute, and I'm kind of mad that you're not in Cali no more, but, you know, I got to listen to you like a day late, but that's better than nothing.
That's okay. I appreciate you, man.
No problem. So, to answer the topic at hand, one of the deal breakers to me is lying, because, you know, everyone makes mistakes, but it really all depends on what you do after that mistake that makes a difference. And like my case, it takes a different kind of person to be wrong and know you're wrong and admit to that wrong, not knowing what the outcome's going to be. So if you tell the truth, anybody can make it through anything if you work together. So, you know, that's what I feel
about that. Yeah, yeah. You know, lying ain't no deal breaker for me. I can take a little lie. You know? Yeah, I had a girl told me in college she loved me. I stayed with her for a whole year. I knew good and hell well she ain't there. She didn't even really feel strongly about me. Every time I came over there, she went, damn.
But if somebody's like, you know, going to cheat on you or do you like, you know, whatever, and tell the truth, you know, I mean, cheating is still cheating. It's still going to be hard. But to tell the truth about it without me knowing, that might be more apt to me to say, okay. But I might still say no, but just a better, you know, better look.
All right. Appreciate that, man. Good look. Appreciate everything you said to stay up, man.
No problem. You guys have a blessed day.
All right, y'all, we come back. We got a prank phone call. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, coming up, y'all, top of the hour. We back. We got Strawberry Letter, but nephew, what you got?
Doctor's visit.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Roderick Belton, please.
He's not here. May I take a message?
My name is Mark, ma'am. I'm calling from the clinic from Dr. Robert Goodman's
office. Turn that music down. Hold on. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm trying to reach Roderick.
He's not here.
Okay. I'm calling from the clinic from Dr. Robert Goodman's office, and I'm trying to get some information to him. Do you know when he'll actually be in?
No, actually, I don't. Is everything okay?
Well, you know, everything's fine. I mean, nothing that can't be handled. We're trying to actually get some information to him so that he can actually come back in for the results.
Okay. Well, I don't know when I can. He's supposed to be here now. I'm not sure when I can tell you he's going to be back.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you earlier, ma'am. Who am I actually speaking with?
This is his girlfriend.
And your name is?
Jan.
Jan. Okay. So, Jan, you say you don't know, you don't have an idea when he'll be back.
No. You're starting to make me kind of get a little concerned, though.
No. Wow. Okay. I tell you what, this is the number that he actually left us to give him a call on his results, and we're not getting an answer. I don't have another number on hand. Do you have a specific time I can actually call back, and maybe I'll get him?
You're making my stomach is getting nervous right now. What is the problem?
Well, actually, you know, what it is, ma'am, is Mr. Roger came in for to take a few tests, and he took some tests, and we actually have the results in, and we'd actually really like for him to come back.
I don't know anything about. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know anything about any tests. He hasn't told me anything about going to a clinic or anything like that.
I see.
So, what kind of tests are you talking about?
Well, I mean, ma'am, I'm really not at liberty to give you any kind of information unless you're actually on the paperwork. So, you know, it's not even something that I can discuss unless the patient has signed off that you are the next of kin or the person that actually give the information to. You do understand that, don't you?
I do, and I'm pretty certain. I mean, the way we operate in this household, I'm pretty certain that I'm on the paperwork. So would you please go
Let me pull up Roderick's stuff on computer here, and I'll see what I... Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Now, let me scroll down for next of kin. Okay, I got a Janice...
That is me. I mean, everybody calls me Jan, but that's me, Janice...
Wow. Okay,
Tell me your name again. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Mark. Like I said, I'm the clerk here at Dr. Robert's office. I guess I am at liberty to tell you what's going on.
Please do.
Mr. Roger came in and took some STD tests.
STD?
Yes, and I guess at this point I should just, maybe both of you guys should come in. And
wait,
so
a
we
minute,
can
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Everybody, and
wait
everybody
a minute,
will
wait
be
a minute.
Fine.
No. No. I need you to finish what you were just saying.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, man. What has happened is he's been diagnosed with as well as
You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
Okay, I'm
not hearing this.
Ms.
I am not.
Hang on a second.
That means, do you understand
now,
what that means? Do you understand that he lives in my household? Do you understand that means that he has been dipping somewhere else? Because I have been not doing anything that would even come close to bringing something to him like that. So it's apparent that this man has been outside of my household and doing what he has no business doing and bringing it back in.
I'm not at liberty to make any accusations like that. I cannot say anything like that. All I can say is, I'd like for both of you, you know, it'd be good for both of you guys to come in and get treated.
Let me tell you,
this is something treatable. It is curable.
I don't care about it being treatable or curable. What I care about is the fact that he apparently has been somewhere with some trick and brought something back home to my household. That's what I care about.
And I do understand that, Ms. Janice. I do. But you have to understand my position and what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying reaching out and.
Well, listen. You happen to call my household. You just have to be on the end. You're on the other side of it. I'm sorry you're getting most of it. But I tell you what. What you need to do is you need to make him an appointment, and I will meet him there. He will be
wait, when he sees my face. Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You need to make him an appointment to come out to take a look at these results you're talking about. And guess who will show up at the door before he gets there? Me.
Since you're the Mexican, wouldn't it be better for you just to tell him what's going on since I've explained it to you?
No, this is the plan. You need to give him a call. I'm going to give you a cell phone number.
I have a pen. Okay. I got it. Okay.
You call him and set a 12 noon appointment. Trust me when I tell you, when he walks through that door and sees my face, he will know.
Okay, but Ms. Janet, I'm not trying to create chaos in our clinic. That's not the purpose of this call.
The
call is to let Mr. Roderick know that we need him to come actually into the building.
I could give two about a call. All I know is you make that appointment, I will get there before he gets there, and it's on. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to roll. Do you understand me?
Hey, Ms. Janet, I can't allow any chaos to be going on in the building. I cannot allow that.
Let me tell you something. I could care less about what you feel about it and what you can and can't do. I'm not interested.
But Ms.
I'm telling you is you called my house.
I called looking for Mr. Roger.
You called his soon-to-be wife. Correction, soon-to-not-be wife.
Okay. I got one more thing I do need to tell you, though, Ms. Janet.
You know what? I can't deal with another thing. I swear to God, don't tell me anything else.
But I do have a piece of information that I need you to...
Just make the appointment. That's all I care about. You make the appointment.
I will make the appointment, but I need you to ask for somebody when you come to the clinic. I need you to ask for one person, and then they will take care of you.
Who do I need to ask for?
Okay, you need to ask for Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because that's who I am. You just got pranked by your husband, Roger.
You know what? Oh, my. Tommy, I listen to you every morning. I should know. Oh, my goodness. I am so embarrassed. And wait till I see Roger. Tommy.
Are you all right?
Oh, my gosh. I am extreme. I am over. I'm done. I'm done. I can't believe you did that to me.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The one I wake up to every morning, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry letter 23.
Subject. This one's a mess right here. Subject. Oh, the tangled web we weave. Dear Stephen Shirley, please help. My boyfriend and I have had this on-again, off-again relationship for years. When we're together, we really have the best times. When our relationship is on the rocks, it's really on the rocks. I am a 37-year-old with four kids. I am 37 years old with four kids. I am through having children. But my boyfriend is 38 years old with no kids. He wants me to have a child with him, but I've had all the children I want. My oldest is 15 years old and my youngest is 9. After 9 years, the baby factory is closed. This man has a six-figure income and provides well for me and my kids. I know he would make an awesome father, but I just can't do it. We had a huge argument over the issue and we broke up about 4 weeks ago. I missed him so much that I did a very stupid thing to get him back. I told him I just found out that I was pregnant again.
Wow.
He was so excited that he bought me a 1.5-carat diamond ring and promised and proposed to me in front of my entire family at my parents' recent 50th year anniversary party. Ooh. I've been faking morning sickness and everything. Each night he kisses my stomach and tells me that I won't be sorry, that I've made him the happiest man on earth. I can't hide a fake pregnancy forever. I'm hoping to continue bonding with him and fake a miscarriage. My hope is that we will be married and he will continue to stay with me afterwards. I know that I have entangled myself into a web of lies, but I don't know how to get out of it. What do I do? Signed, Web of Lies.
That's cold.
I promised you this one was real. Cold. This is a mess. I mean, this is beyond stupid. It's just a real soap opera. You know, why are you doing this to this man? This good man, this man who takes care of you and your family. Tell this man the truth. This is so selfish, so cruel. This is just ridiculous. I say, tell him right now. Tell him no more kids. Tell him the truth. You don't want any more kids. You've written it so beautifully, so plainly here for us. Let this man go on about his way and get somebody that does want to have children with him. All this lying and cheating and morning sickness and deceit and conning and faking and shaking that you're doing. Who are you? I mean, who can carry out a lie like this? What kind of person are you? And if this is the way you get a man, I really feel sorry for you, lady. I really, really do. I just say, tell him the truth. You owe him that. And if he leaves, he leaves. And he's going to leave you, Steve. Or he should leave you.
Question. Are you crazy? That's really what this letter should be entitled. Am I crazy? The answer to this right away is yes. Something is deeply wrong with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about men that you may not have filtered into your little plot. Ooh. I know someone else who's pulled this same thing and is living in a life of misery right now. I have seen it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. You have blown it. I don't know how you can fix this
big
one.
Time.
You have really, really blown it. You have faked a pregnancy. Gotten this man excited. This is all he ever wanted. Mm-hmm. He's so excited that you would give him what he wanted that he's now giving you what you wanted. A wedding day.
Proposal.
Which is what you want. In front of your family at your mom and daddy's 50th wedding anniversary.
Terrible.
Big moment for them. Big moment for everybody. Happy, happy. Everybody in there crying. Mm-hmm. Mama can't believe your luck that after four kids, you done finally found a man that's willing to take you and all of yours. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Now, you get in an argument, tell him you ain't having no more kids, y'all break up again. Because this is the one thing that's obviously a deal breaker for him.
Yeah.
So to get him back, you tell him you pregnant. He come back, get you a ring. Now, your plan now is to fake a miscarriage. In this letter said, you've been faking morning sickness every morning and everything. Each night, he kisses my stomach and tells me that I won't be sorry. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about men. Once you take a man this far, he kissing your stomach. See, we done bought into the thing now. So now, Shirley's telling you the truth. You have to tell the truth. But I must tell you this. When you tell the truth, you have a major problem. You think that if you play this miscarriage out, my hope is that we will be married and he will continue to stay with me afterwards. That's where you don't know men. Because let me ask you something. What is about to make this man stay with you after he find out you done faked him, after he find out you done lied to him, and after he find out you evil? Because what you done is evil.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to make him stay with you after that? Because I've seen men drift off for a whole lot less reasons. You have given him the reason to drift off. Good luck with that decision. You really are an idiot.
She's crazy.
We'll be back with more for the idiot when we come back.
All right. After the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Steve's response to today's crazy strawberry letter. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back.
Come on, man. We black, too.
Yeah. Oh, we black, too. This letter. All right, right after this. You know what? This letter is so
ugly.
Filled with so much triflingness.
Ugly.
I'm not even dealing with the fact, ma'am, that you don't want to have a child, which is your absolute right.
Yes. But
you're a woman. You're the one got to carry it and do all the work. You have every right not to want a child, and everybody got to understand your wants. Well, in this case right here, it's created a dilemma for you. But that don't still take you away the right that you have as a woman, the right of choice to even decide to be pregnant or not. Okay, so now that you've decided not to get pregnant, to get this man back, you done faked the pregnancy.
Ugh.
Now this man done bought you a ring, proposed in front of your whole family, kissing your stomach at night.
Poor guy.
Here go the devilment in it. Now you gonna fake a miscarriage.
Poor guy.
Wow. So now you finna toss this guy down the hill with your baby dead. That's what you finna do now?
His baby, yeah.
So okay, ho. We having a baby, which we ain't really having.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the joy, the ring, the ceremony, the stomach kissing.
The love,
now,
the excitement.
Your solution to fix this is, I'm gonna fake the baby's death. That's what you gonna do. Okay, come on. I mean, really, that's what we're talking about here. You know, I could dress it up for you. You can call it something cute, miscarriage, malfunction. Interpretation of life, the bitterness of life. You're going to fake the baby death is what you're going to do. Mm. Now, what medical procedure, doctor, paperwork can you provide for this man who is going to want to stand by you during this miscarriage and possibly go to the doctor with you? Mm. I'm assuming you're going to have a miscarriage while he at work. And then that's just going to be the end of it. And then he going to say, well, let's go talk to somebody, see what happened. And then what you going to do? See, you got to tell some more lies.
There's some fake doctors in here.
This, you really. Now, you got to have your Uncle Willie fake come papers. In and act like he a MD.
Yeah.
When really all he do is drink MD. See, you really finna run yourself into something right here.
She's evil. Deceitful.
You a trip, lady.
He's going to leave her.
The best thing for you to do is get out of this now and just tell him, look, I'm not really pregnant.
Yeah.
I wanted you back. I'm sorry. That's you have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that. You have to tell the truth. I'm sorry. I lied. Forgive me and hope it can go from there.
I don't want
but if you
babies.
Go into this fake miscarriage, you doubling your woes.
We'll be back.
Can she try and get pregnant?
We'll be back.
I don't know. She don't want to.
All right. Today's Strawberry Letter is posted on SteveHarvey.com. As always, you can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Coming up after the break at 34 after, we're going to the phones.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, 34 minutes after that, we want to know what your deal breaker is. If you're out on a hot date, or you're dating somebody, you're all fired up, looking good, something happens, what is it that's a deal breaker for you? 877-29-STEVE.
All right, let's go to line 4 and talk to Chevelle out of North Carolina.
Hey, Chevelle.
Hey.
What's going on, Chevelle?
How are you, Steve?
Man, let me tell you something, man. My boy had a Chevelle. I wanted one so bad.
Is that a car?
Oh, yeah, my nickname at work is Heavy Chef.
I know Heavy that's Chef. Right. Hey, let me ask something, Chevelle. Other than a man cheating, what's a deal breaker in a relationship for you? I mean, you know, like, or if you meet a man and you find out this, what's a deal breaker?
Let's see, other than cheating, he has to have a job.
Okay.
Oh, he if he ain't working, that's a deal breaker.
No romance without the finance.
Come on, Heavy Chevy.
Yeah. No romance without the finance.
That's right.
You
gotta have a job.
I like that. Gotta have a job.
I'm not mad at that.
Chevelle, where you live?
A high school, North Carolina.
Where?
It's called a high school.
A
high
school.
North Carolina. Right.
Is that outside of Columbia?
No, it's outside of, you heard of Suffolk, Virginia. Okay, I'm 45 minutes from Suffolk, Virginia. I'm like 2 hours away from Raleigh, 3 hours from Greensboro.
Oh, you on the north side?
Yeah.
Okay. I never heard of that. I missed that. What route come through there?
13, 11.
Ooh, you way off in there, ain't you?
Yeah.
What, do that come down to the 40?
No.
You got to get on something else?
Yeah, you got to get on something else.
Let me ask you something, girl. Do it. Good Lord, Jesus.
GPS conversation.
Do it. Go over to the 95. Do it. Can you come off the 95 and get it?
Yeah, you can come off on 95.
Are you planning on visiting there anytime soon?
I'm just trying to get a good idea where it is.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Are you coming to visit me?
Well, I just like know where you at first. Because if I'm coming down 95 south, and then when I get to, do I get to 11 or 13 first?
You're
going to
get to 11.
And then I get off, and then I must, let me see, I get off the freeway and I go right.
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
He'll be there Sunday evening, baby.
I know where it is now. Y'all got a Dairy Queen?
Yeah, we have a Dairy Queen, but it's in Williamson.
Mm-hmm. See, this is how y'all know. Let me walk y'all through this. Well, I'm just trying to tell you, this is how small it is.
You gotta see, go
watch,
to another.
Yeah, see,
watch,
it is
watch
small.
It.
It's
see, let me.
Small.
Let me say this to you.
Say it.
Two traffic lights and three stop signs.
Yeah, we got that.
Gotcha. Let me. How far you got to drive to the Walmart?
I'm only 10 minutes from Walmart.
Mm-hmm. But is it in the city limits on the outside?
It's in the city limits.
Who all come there? So y'all go there. And who
we
else?
We have a super Walmart, so we get a lot of people.
Okay, well, what you drawing from? Cause y'all ain't got enough
people on their way to Suffolk.
So, okay, I see what he's saying. Some more towns got to come.
It's a small town, but
I know it's small, but they ain't putting no super Walmart in there for a small town. Do people come down from Suffolk?
Super Walmart. See, they got tired of giving all our business to
Suffolk.
To Greensboro. We would go like to Greenville, Rocky Mount, Roanoke.
Now, let me ask you something. Greenville, have you been to the attic down there?
I've never been in the attic. I passed by there, but I never been in.
I know the Pointer Sisters used to perform in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I bought the show.
Oh, is that where the
conversation was? We went to the concerts.
Yeah, I was in there 2 weeks after Roof Neal was in there.
It's such a pleasure to finally get to talk to y'all.
Girl, that's why I'm spending time with you, because you're the only one going to get in from that little ass time.
You got that right.
Yeah. So ain't nobody else from there ever going to get in.
I call y'all every single day.
Chevy, you know you called an ignorant show. You do know that, don't you?
I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you. We appreciate you, girl. Thank you, Chevy.
I love the show. And thank you so much for having me on the show as a caller.
Yes.
Baby, we enjoyed you way more than you enjoyed us.
All right, Chevy, have a great day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep the calls coming. We love them. when we come back, we're going to tell you who's heading up the Essence Festival. Kevin Durant is out, and the Nicki Minaj-Remy Ma beef is, it's way out of control now. We'll be back. Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you who's headlining the Essence Festival.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Shirley got some more stuff. Durant is out for the regular season. Kevin Durant.
Oh,
man, that's too bad. Man, I hate to see these cats get injured, man.
Yeah.
But they say he could be back before the season's over, too. Shirley got some more stuff.
Yeah, that Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj thing, out of control. We'll talk about it right after this. All right, we want to say yet again, congratulations to Chance the Rapper. He's going to make his Essence Festival debut as a headliner.
What?
All right.
Chance.
He's going to be there along with The Boss, Diana Ross, Mary J., of course, and John Legend. Fans can also see Master P, BJ, the Chicago Kid, Jasmine Sullivan, Jill Scott, our girl, Mystical Carla, Mystical.
Uh-oh.
And Solange.
Watch yourself.
Crazy in the sky. I'm
kidding. Wait, please don't do that when she sings a song. Because it's cranes.
Me and Unc said it was crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
Superdome.
Yeah.
Chance a bad boy,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. 2014 NBA MVP Kevin Durant, who, of course, signed with the Warriors this past summer. Kevin suffered a knee injury. This one's pretty bad. A grade 2 MCL sprain and tibial bone bruise is what he has, and that will keep him out for a while.
Wow, Steve.
He tripped on one of his own teammates, I think.
Yeah, one of his teammates. I did see that.
I saw it. I mean, I love the boy, man. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to get hurt. I want everybody up full speed. I want everybody on the flow so whoever win, ain't nobody injured. Let's go. Because you got to come through Cleveland again.
I knew that.
That's all I'm telling you.
That's what all this is about, right?
You still got the title, baby. No questions asked about it.
I heard he was in a wheelchair and everything, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, well, get on out.
Really?
Wheelchair. I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Come on. Get on out to the chair.
They did that to suppress the swelling.
Nah, hey, you know, when Cleveland lost, we love one minute. You know, Kyrie Irving was hurt. So,
yeah.
You know, injuries is part of the game, but I don't want Durant hurt because I love the brother. I don't want no player hurt.
Right.
I want these boys to stay healthy up full speed. But when he come back, when he all that, whatever, it's playoffs. Let's get at it. Come on, Kev.
Talking about Kevin Durant. Anyway,
right.
Come on.
Yeah, get better, Kevin. Okay, here's this other story. This thing is so ugly and out of control right now. This Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj feud, this beef they have, it's really gotten out of hand.
What is this all about?
All right, I mean, you got diss tracks, you got dating rumors, you got fake rear end accusations. It's just ugly, you know. A lot of celebrities are commenting on it. Actress Vivica Fox is not here for women beefing with each other. She does not want to have that. Okay, instead of feuding, Vivica says that women should work together and make that money. She says Remy is amazing and she's an OG. So you have to give respect. She says, I just don't like that when you see them beefing against each other. I believe there's room for both of them. Y'all get it together and make this money. That's from
I don't know
A.
Remy
Fox.
Ma.
You know the
you
song?
You know the song, I'm all the way up. Terror Squad.
I'm all Remy the way Ma. Up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
She's on that show, on that song with Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm. And it was nominated for a Grammy this year?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Show me a picture of Monica Finchon.
And she's on Love & Hip Hop, the New York version of that franchise.
But it's just one of them saying the other got a fake butt call.
Well, yeah, Remy's saying that about Nicki. And
that's a cool chick. I didn't know she
was. Yeah.
What they beefing about?
You know what, Steve? It goes all the way back to like 2007, before Remy Ma went to prison and they were dissing each other. This is a long feud.
Yeah, she was in prison for like 6 years, Steve. She got into it with a woman that worked with her, right? One of her employees over some like $3,000 or something. I think that she thought the woman stole from her.
Yeah, that woman.
Yeah.
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 Sheesh. Man, Nicki better go sit her ass down.
But yeah, we're not clear exactly how this one started or something. I think one of them thought someone said something about her or something, and then
well, hell, she shoot people.
Escalated into this feud.
It was a beef before that, though. Was something?
I don't give a damn. I've been beefing with a lot of people. I ain't shot none of them.
Anyway, ladies, please get it together. We love you both. All right. Yeah, I'm with Vivica. Get it together, ladies. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Time to go back to the phones. We do want to know, here's a question of the day. What is your deal breaker? We have all been there on a hot date, in a relationship. You know, you're in it. You're looking good for your date. You're all fired up. Something happens. I don't care if it's bad breath. Your partner's annoying.
You know what has always been a deal breaker for me?
What, Steve?
My entire life.
What?
If she smokes.
Oh, yeah. Smoking is definitely on my list.
If the woman smokes, like man, I've never dated a woman who smokes.
Yeah, not cool. You can't smoke.
That's a turnoff for you.
To a lot of women that smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once they turn around with that cigarette, man, I lose it.
Yeah.
Yep. Not that they would have dated me anyway, I'm just saying. They probably turned around and blew the smoke in my face and get them out
there. Your ass off around me.
What about you, Junior? What's a turnoff for you? What's your deal, bro?
Me, I'm easy. You ain't really one.
I was going to say you do have one, don't you?
No, not that I can think of. I'm gonna ride
ain't
it out.
Deal breaker.
You. If you like me, I like you. I just had to deal with the consequence.
Okay, you just I'm gonna ride put up
it
out. With anything.
What?
Everybody needs somebody to love them.
Go ahead, beat
so
up
what?
On.
One of your eyes ain't working. I'm good with that. Put these glasses on. Let's ride out.
There's what hope. Yeah. There's hope.
Because I clearly don't have it all together. I have no room to be
talking.
Yeah,
no one's perfect.
No. You know what a deal breaker
would
be? I met
a girl with sunglasses on.
Uh-huh.
It was a long time ago. She was pretty cute.
Oh, okay.
She took them glasses off. I didn't know where to stand.
I cannot with you.
Man, I'm so
I cannot with you.
I was trying to talk to her, make eye contact. I kept walking around in a circle. I said, why is this hell for looking?
You were walking around in a circle.
I was just trying to find which eye is... Which eyes talking to me? Which
man,
one?
I cannot.
I don't.
What about if a man lives with his mama? Ugh.
Oh, no. No.
That's I a can't deal breaker right there.
Yeah, huh? Oh, I can't do it. You still at the house?
Miss Williams, is Ernest in there?
Hey, did we get the nephews? Did we get your deal breaker now?
Y'all already know me. It's hygiene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That should be everyone's. That should be number one on everyone's list. And
what
then
is
I
that?
Can't stand the raggedy mouth. I cannot.
What is that? You don't smell that? What is that?
Okay. We get it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the question. What's your deal breaker? What is your personal no exceptions deal breaker? Call us 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line three and talk to Marilyn out of D.C.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Oh, okay, good. How you doing, Marilyn? What's going on?
Ain't a whole lot going on. It's a pleasure to be able to speak to you. You truly are a man of God. I enjoy your radio show, your talk show, Family Feud. I don't miss none of that. We all have made mistakes in the past, but Mr. Hoffman, I want to say this. You're nobody's coon. Those are haters. They are haters. They don't know about God because God says we must forgive 70 times, 70 times, 70. They don't mean you no good. They're not your friend. Your friend is in Jesus.
And his nephew ain't no coon either.
No, you is.
Junior.
You are, Junior.
That part is true.
Okay, Junior.
No, you're not getting out your time.
No, I like the you is, though.
We know.
I like that, right? No, but you and then Shirley, it's you are.
You are
not
a coon.
When you're saying coon. What is the proper way to say coon anyway?
Right. Grammatically.
I want to thank you, though, Marilyn. Hey, let me ask you a question, though, Marilyn. What is the deal breaker for you if you
dating somebody or talking to somebody, what could they do or say that's a deal breaker other than cheating?
Have no respect for his mother.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if you don't respect your mother, how you going to respect me? Mm-hmm. Because you don't have a cut card. Because if you would rip your mother's head off, why you wouldn't rip mine off?
Come on, girl.
She don't want to give birth to you.
Come on.
So if you're going to cut my head off, you'll cut hers off as well.
Sure will. Any man don't care about his mama can't really care about another woman. Properly.
That's correct.
No, that's true.
You can't. That's a true statement.
That's
I've
correct.
Yet to meet one. I know a dude that's had a what do they call it? Dysfunctional or
tumultuous relationship
with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
This dude ain't never been able to keep a woman.
You can't. You can't do that.
Cause man, that's you can't get along with your mama, dog, and you a man.
That's right.
Come on.
So if you can't respect her, why you gonna respect me?
Right. Yeah, your mother is the first woman that can be wrong in your life, and you just got to be okay with it.
Exactly.
Hello.
Mama, I want to go swimming today. You ain't going down there. Mama, why? Because I said so.
That's it.
That
right
ain't
there.
No damn reason.
Don't ask me why.
But nah, I said I'd be mad at my mama, but that's my mama. I can't go down now.
That's right.
Thank you, Marilyn.
All right, when we come back from the break at 18 after the hour, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam.
Can I tell you the other deal breaker?
Yes, what, Steve?
If you got bad feet.
Oh, really? You go Eddie Murphy and Boomerang on.
No, man. If you got bad feet, we'll make it.
What's bad feet? Like corns and bunions? Or?
Oh, no, I can deal with that. That comes from heels.
Okay. Yeah, it does. Especially those.
But your toes can't be shooting off in different directions. And unidentifiable. Both your toenails need to resemble one another. I don't have another one over there. And I can't stand if you got a big giant baby toe. Just
it's bigger than the big toe.
Stick all up out the straps on the shoe.
Oh man.
I saw a girl cross her leg at a club, man. She had some spaghetti strap shoes. Her baby toe looked like a thumb. It's like it was having conversations with people at the bar. Baby Toe had his own drink and everything.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When we come back after this, Steve has more on his deal breakers. Lord Jesus.
What is going
on? We'll be back.
The back of your hair.
Yeah.
Back of the hair got to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't walk off and I go, what?
the kitchen part. Is that what they
you
call
it? Yeah. Your walk to me and walk away got to be the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Got to have, I like.
That's a good one. That, I mean, that falls under grooming.
A woman got to have her hair together. Even if it's a natural hairstyle, it's got to be pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be pretty. This lady working at this clinic me and my wife go to, man, her fro be nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a girl got hair on her back. That's I don't like that.
Sexy to
part.
You? Oh, because you're scared.
That's not sexy.
But you do like a wide back, though. You always say
I like a wide back, though. It's cool. I like a wide back.
I
like a he like a woman back look like a van.
I'm about to run out of here.
just open
I
up
just
two
like
doors.
Wide back.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like where her bra snap is like opening two doors.
Suicide.
The minivan
like door.
Red big old. Back.
I finna take this bra off.
Back look like the presidential suite at the hotel.
French door. You stupid.
He's so ignorant.
Big back.
A wide back. Okay.
Ooh, I can't stand a big back woman. Good Lord. Mm.
But tell me, what is the fascination with that, Tommy? You always say that.
They can pick him up.
I don't know. I just like a wide back.
Mm.
It's wide.
Gotta have your hands done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't do that. You know, if you do all natural everything, I ain't with all that. That's something.
You mean like polish, some sort of polish.
Yeah, I don't like all that all natural. You don't want to do polish. You don't. You can't do no polish and no perm. Come on now.
Come on.
I need something.
Yeah, give me something.
Can you? Can y'all do a female with a gold tooth?
Yeah. I can. I did it before.
Hell no.
Well, that's all I had like me at the time, Monk. I ain't have no money. I had to go with like men, you know. It had her initials in it. I was cool with it. I ain't never forget her name.
What? It had her initials in the gold?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't know you get that in there? Oh, Shirley, you really too bougie now.
Okay,
Monk.
I'm just.
Believe that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
You ain't never seen initials, Shirley?
That name was AB.
No, I can't say that I
have. And the gold tooth?
Yeah, in the gold tooth, AB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the martini glass.
Or the martini glass. You know.
Yeah, what? That's throwback.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
A girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
You
know
what I'm saying? Well, you saw that body. You
ain't nowhere in the world. I don't get what it was. I couldn't have took her to my mama's house. A gold tooth?
With a martini glass?
So what, she want to be a man? No, mama. Only men get gold teeth. Mama, she...
Mama. Mama.
Don't bring the little drug deal in here. Mama, everybody got gold teeth and a drug dealer. They, the ones I know is. Pookie, sell drugs. Clarence, little boy, brother, sell drugs. Niece, brother, sell drugs. All of them got gold teeth. Don't bring them in here.
When we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, back to back. Big back jams, Tommy.
Wide back jams.
Same thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
34 minutes after that, let's get to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat. Yup. All right, y'all, stay with us. We come back. We're going to have time for just one more thing. Hang on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, when we come back, this is it. We got time for just one more thing.
Yeah. One month.
Okay, man. All right. We're talking about deal breakers, right?
That was the question of the day.
Yeah. Any deal breakers, Tommy?
Yeah. Big panties.
Huh?
I can't do big draws. I can't. It's got to be thongs. I cannot do big draws.
Oh, that's too much. We're too personal. We don't care.
What? Don't nobody want big draws. That's just, it's just so unattractive.
So you like big backs, but you don't think big draws go with big backs?
Who do you think big backs fit in?
Wide back and thong.
Well, let me ask you, what did Big Honey have on?
Oh.
She always wore thong.
What she wore?
They wasn't thongs.
What to start off with?
Yeah.
Come on, what was they up?
Oh, they was bloomers.
Stop.
It's just after about three steps, they had become a thong.
Because when you walk,
I can't stand big draws, man.
Ugh. But you like wide backs. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't want you to cover. It's wide backs is fine, but big draws kills it.
Yeah. I don't. I'll tell you something else. I don't like a woman that cusses a lot.
Oh, you don't?
What?
No, because both of us can't be sitting up in here.
That's one of those double standards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm cussing already. So already. I can't be sitting over there. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no damn vocabulary. You got the same damn vocabulary I got. Well, this ain't going to work. I'll tell you something else that's a complete turn off.
What?
I don't like women that slobber. If we talking and you just start slobbing, I just walk.
What? Who does that?
Who does that? They just drooling at the mouth.
I've been in the club. I done met all kind of women just sitting over there just slobbing. I said, okay. All right.
Maybe they were drunk or something. I don't
know. Well, close your mouth. Do something. I don't know what you need to do. But...
Woman that slobbers? Okay. Yeah, I can see how that would be a deal breaker. For sure.
Slobbing in the mouth.
What?
That's not cute right there.
Not sexy at all.
What's not sexy?
If she slobbers.
Slobbering.
Yes.
What you just said.
Well, my cord popped out my headset.
Oh, you can hear.
I couldn't.
We're still reeling over what you said.
Yeah, I don't like slobbing. I don't like that.
Okay, all right.
Well, I tell you something.
Duly noted.
I really don't like Tommy. You know what happened? You know, we on the road. I meet a lot of older women. So a deal breaker for me is me and your age, me and your son can't be the same age. We just can't.
Oh.
Gotcha.
That's a deal breaker. Because she meet me and then she say, this is my son. He got a full goatee too.
Yeah. But he looking at you like, really, no, dog? My mama?
This my mama, dog. You trying to holler at my mama? No, no, sir.
Yeah.
I don't like the eyebrows cut off and then you drew them back on there. That scares me. That has always been a stickler.
Well, that could be fixed, though. You're going to break
well,
up.
What if it's raining? Now, your expression got washed off.
I fell on the floor, Junior. Yeah. That's so stupid.
Junior. Oh, God.
Hey, all of a sudden it rained. Now she just suddenly surprised. Every time you look at her, it looks like she's saying, huh?
Stupid.
On my ass, for your eyebrows.
Your eyebrows.
Huh, hell, for your eyebrows.
Boy, this is an ignorant list right here.
Yeah, it is.
Eyebrows. Big pants, big underwear, wide back, slobbering.
No eyebrow. Dentures. Yeah.
Dentures?
Yeah, dentures. Ooh. Is a complete uh-uh.
Oh, you mean if that's applicable?
I met this girl, man, I was about 22, man. She was fine. Uh-huh. Man, we were talking, and she kept pushing her teeth back. She said, I'm sorry, I had an accident when I was young, and it just ruined my whole mouth, so I wear dentures. Dentures?
Well,
I'm 22. So I don't know how to handle this.
Yeah.
What do you mean handle it? You didn't have any sympathy for us?
I wasn't driving the car.
Well, maybe she needed an adjustment or they didn't fit her mouth properly or something.
Well, she need to get them fixed because we talking and you steady pushing them back up in there. I'm sitting there going, I kept looking at her. I kept going, what the hell is wrong with her damn mouth? She keep pushing her teeth off. Then I just saw her come a little bit too far. Then all of a sudden she was talking and God all of a sudden just got buck teeth. How you just talking and all of a sudden you got buck teeth, then they back regular.
But you're in your 20s, though.
Yeah, and I'm just staring at her. Because I had no idea it was dentures. So I'm just staring at her. And I don't know what to say.
Boy, but, Steve Harvey, your life.
But the whole time we eating, my lips ain't touching at all. That's how I'm looking at her.
That is definitely a deal breaker.
Let me explain something to you. As soon as we get through with this pizza, me and your ass is through.
You have seen the last of me.
Oh, I'm not fitting to be sitting up in here. We over your house, and I look over there on the nightstand, and they in the jar.
No wonder.
You're sick. I said, good Lord, I hear you, girl. Oh, I see what's happening. Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. I heard him get dessert.
As soon as this meal over with, me and you is too.
What were you saying, Junior? What?
I don't like a woman got more muscles than me. No. We get busy, and you flip me over when you want to. I don't want that. No, sir.
And it you was know so how I easy. Want you.
No.
It's easy to flip you over.
Why is my leg going up? What is this?
Shut up.
Man.
Shut your punk ass up, dude.
That has nothing to do with her voice. Just because she's got muscles.
Well, it might, though.
Man.
It might. Okay. All right. Boy.
I love it.
You guys are picky.
No, anybody picky. Can't have no damn dentures doing. We 20.
Yeah.
Between the dentures and the muscle.
The slobbering, though. I'm not over that one.
So was that the dentures girl, the slobber?
She would just be talking, and all of a sudden she would just go, and then you know, teeth.
What, Steve?
Just became tongue tied because her teeth would slip to the front. That's when I started noticing.
Well, it's about that time because we can't take no more. Oh, we can't take anybody.
Well, can everybody do? Come and thank Tiki in.
Well, have a nice weekend.
Yeah. Talk to you on Tanti.
Fix your dentures.
Talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, talk to you on Monday.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. Oh, Harvey, in the mall.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.